This is the meeting, committee meeting of the physical facilities. Can we have a roll call?
Sure.
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have no visitors. We have no public comment. I do want to add one thing to the new business.
Mm-hmm.
And that is repairing the bottom of the flagpole and the lights around it. I think we only have one light that works. The other two are damaged. They always get damaged when they clean the sidewalks. I don't know what damaged the flagpole.
Glenn has been looking into that. They took the whole part out. And he's, I believe, looking into it. He has to order the whole part the city's on to his work.
Okay.
I mean, I'll follow up with him and see what he is.
Okay.
But I told Bart about it, and then Glenn came over and said that whole part was...
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to old business, R.J. O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance contract.
So after, when I read the notes from what happened at the board meeting, it was suggested that I try to negotiate a better rate with J. O'Neill. So I contacted them, and I think the rate was $137.50 per hour, and I got it down to $125, which is what Trico charged them. So this is the revised proposal for $125.
Good.
Yeah, I see we added the water heater, which I suggested to put in there, the domestic water heater, or just to clean it and drain it and whatnot. Something that needs to be done at least once a year,
mm-hmm.
even at your home.
Yeah.
And they have that anywhere? Does.
Yeah.
I just realized I only have one reference on R.J. O'Neill. I guess I've got staff day tomorrow, so I don't know. I guess I could try to get something for Monday, but how many do you want?
Let's see, I think in the committee, or at the meeting, the board meeting, I think it said four recommendations, if I remember right. But didn't I see them forward a recommendation from
Aurora Library?
Right, but yeah. Didn't they forward one from DeKalb as well?
I believe they did, yeah.
And so those are two recommendations already.
From libraries.
From libraries, so do I need to get more? Yeah. I don't know if I can get any more before Monday.
I think those two
I think
would
we're
be
good. Yeah.
I mean, they're libraries, and they're big libraries.
Right. Yes.
So should I just print off the recommendations
mm-hmm.
to hand out?
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be, decent company.
Mm-hmm.
And they have local people, so hopefully, depending on where their people are at the time.
In my subdivision, we have one of their trucks at, there's an employee that parks one of the trucks there in the subdivision, so he's close.
Trico did come out. We had another issue with all the boiler lights coming on, and then the water heater light was going crazy. So they sent him over. He lives in Yorkville, so he stopped over on his way home from home. So he checked everything. He basically turned the water heater off and turned it back on. And it reset, so mm-hmm. I told him if he could just say he went home for lunch and he didn't stop here. So he saved a servant's call on
That's
that
nice.
One.
Yeah.
But he did say that he'd heard that we were going with R.J. O'Neill, and said, it's not final.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if we do, as a courtesy to Trico, I would let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever say why they won't support us if we go?
They feel like it's a conflict if we're going with another company.
We did have a contract with Dakin Applied, who's changed their name.
Mm-hmm. I heard. Systems, and from talking to somebody. that said that Thermo Systems is losing a lot of their clients. Oh, Trico. Trico said they're getting a lot of Thermo Systems clients.
Well, if they don't support their people or their customers, then they're going to walk away.
And RJ O'Neill will take over what both of those do.
Right.
So having one company, I think...
Do everything.
To me, it just makes more sense.
Well, I think the priority is that we go with maintenance because it hasn't been maintained.
We need it to...
Right.
Yeah, I think that maintenance needs to be done.
Yes.
And then have the logs maintained. And, and then, too, you get to know, start predicting lifespan better of equipment. You know, that's not easy to do, but a lot of the stuff you can replace, you know, motors and things like that, but when the major stuff goes, then that was my first thought is how are we going to pay for the big ones?
Well, right now we don't have, if something happened where we had to replace one of the chillers out there, we'd be in deep doo-doo.
We've already spent $14,000 on just the two parts this year.
Yeah, that's coming close to what we budgeted, right? We budgeted 20?
No, I think we're okay.
Are we okay?
We got 50,000.
Oh, we budgeted 50? Okay.
Yeah.
For outside building.
Because we knew things were going to start breaking.
Right. Now, that doesn't include the transformer outside. So that, if for the building, right? Power coming into the building is handled by ComEd, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So
well,
does the city own the transformer?
To the building is, yeah. I mean, for the sign?
For anywhere. For the power, just for this building.
Right.
It has to come from a transformer somewhere.
Correct.
So.
That's ComEd. The transformer is ComEd. The line coming to the building is ComEd.
Is it?
Where's the transformer
at? Yeah,
the transformer to. In fact, when we built the new building, we had to pay for a new transformer. It's in the back.
Okay.
It's back there, back by the chillers.
Okay.
If I remember right, yeah, there's a big transformer box back there.
Okay.
So, yeah, the power from the transformer to the building, it's the same as your house. From the connection point to your house, ComEd owns that line.
Okay.
From there, from the main breaker in your house out to your house, you own everything else.
Right. So RJ O'Neill is just for the systems that are inside. They don't do anything electrical. That would fall on the ComEd to do anything that would happen there.
Right.
Okay.
No, they're.
And hopefully, if anything happened, we'd be covered under insurance.
Yeah.
What kind of things are we worried about with the power?
Well, didn't we have one outage already, or a couple outages during the summer?
But then they did an adjustment, and after they did the adjustment, we were fine.
I don't think that was anything to do with bad power or something coming into the building. It was just something, we either had a dip in power, and it did something in here. But it was, we had ComEd out here, and they didn't find any problems.
Yeah, they monitored the box, and then they did some adjustments, and it's been fine.
So that's a totally separate issue than RJ O'Neill. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
RJ O'Neill is just the heating and air conditioning.
It's HVAC.
Right.
Okay. And then are you looking at a one-year contract to see how it goes?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would be our test.
Because it says initial right term shall be 1 year.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think way back when we first started this, we were, a lot of people on the board were a little hesitant to commit to 2 years when we didn't know anything about them. So if we did a one-year test run, and then we can do a multiple year after that if we're still satisfied with them.
So I'll provide the two recommendations. I'll print those out for the meeting.
Okay. And I don't see a reason we shouldn't recommend RJ O'Neill.
I'm in agreement. I think we should make the recommendation to the board.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to do things in committee, make recommendations. recommendation to the full board, then taking it to the full board, and then having them table it for another month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with like the building type issues.
So moving on to the digital sign.
Well, the company, Platt Electric, came out and was going to give me a quote. That's the first company that the world sign recommended. He came out, was waiting for his proposal, and then he said that the company was withdrawing. I believe that was Tuesday. Due to that, they have two large jobs coming on board. So then I got back in touch with Aaron and asked for a second company, which is that second company. So I spoke with Craig today and emailed him those requirements, and he'll get back with me. Then if he has any questions at all. Eric wants any questions directed to him from any of these electrical companies, and he'll answer them. Bart did say that he was recommending that we outsource this.
Okay, probably because Public Works is a little busy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So I need to get a quote to see what is this going to cost us. But Dixie had a point. If they need to do wiring instead of to the new building, if they can do it to this part of the building, might be shorter.
Well, it depends on the circuits that are available. So how many? I don't know where the panel is. If it's in there,
it's in there.
In there,
it's in the kitchen.
So if it's if the panel is maxed out on its on what it can provide, or
I believe it is.
What's available? Can we put a 20 amp and a 30 amp breaker in there? So it all depends on what, how much power is coming through that panel. What's it rated for?
He hasn't. I just emailed that to him today and told him that, you know, if he could come out either Monday afternoon or Tuesday, he'll get back with me.
Right.
I was going to go with Correct Electric, which is local, who I use here, and the school system recommended them. But since this company knows Aurora Signs and has worked with the signs. Yeah.
That's probably a better way to go then.
So that's why I'm going with that recommendation.
So if they have to come into this building, that's trenching, right? They're going to have to trench, or is there a line going over there?
They'll have to bore.
Or bore.
Under the driveway.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. That when we had all that electrical problem with the one parking lot light that was out there, used to be on the side of the driveway when the driveway was on the other side of the sign. When they moved it, obviously that driveway light wasn't needed anymore. Public Works took the light fixture down because that fixture and the sign didn't work. Or weren't coming on because when they moved the driveway, I'm sure with everybody driving over it, they cut the line.
So they probably crushed.
They crushed the electric line feed coming into, I don't know if it was into this building or if it was all the way back there. But all that was tied in with the driveway timers. And then when Public Works fixed it, as I recall, the mess that was made, which you always got to make a mess when you bury a cable.
Yes.
It went to City Hall. So they may have just put a timer on the light in City Hall that mimics what's going on here with the driveway lights, which may be simple. I mean, the person that would be able to answer that would be Eric. Which way, when they fixed the line, which way did they run the feed from, City Hall or from this building? And I want to say they, yeah, when they repaired the electric going to the sign, which way did they go with the feed?
Okay.
So would we consider if say the line goes over to the city to City Hall, do we have them fish a new cable through? And yeah, I mean, I don't know if we can legally
pull through
that.
The conduit.
Yeah, pull through the conduit.
I don't know if there's a conduit.
But, so what's wrong with the
It's on a timer somewhere.
We don't know where the timer is.
We don't know where the...
So we gotta trace
it. They're assuming the timer is here because it goes on and off with the rest of the parking lot lights.
It's not a photocell?
I don't think so. I think I'm not even sure. Well, I'm sure the circuit for the driveway lights here is in the new building.
That That would make sense, right?
Yeah, but it's, I believe it's also on a timer. Or either that, or it's on the same system that all the rest of the lights are on, and somebody out of Colorado is turning on and off the parking lot lights, which eventually, someday, when we have spare time, we need to figure out why it's there, or what can we do about that.
Mm-hmm. Do they come on just when it gets dark, or they come on at a certain time?
Good question. I think they're on right now, but I don't know. I think they go on at a specific time.
Sometimes they have a photocell on the on the light itself, or sometimes it's mounted up to the building.
But if we have to have these repairs in order to get the digital sign up and running, is that going to come out of our outside building repairs, or is that going to come from the donor's money? Because I hate for it to come out of the donor's
money. No, I think that should be out of building repair.
Yeah.
And then how much do we want to push for the city to help us when they're telling us to outsource it?
If they agree 50-50.
The timer's the issue, though?
The timer's the issue. That it
but
goes
he needs
off.
Two circuits, it looks like, from here?
Yeah, it looks like it 120 to 277. For the sign itself.
That's one that's constantly on and one...
One that can be switched and one that can't be switched. I mean, the one... I'm assuming that they both can be left on all the time. I'm sure we want the sign to be on all the time.
During the day, yeah.
Yeah, during the day, during the night, and at night.
But how did we miss the boat on this with electrical?
Yeah, I know.
It seems like Aurora should have told us.
We got a sign. But
we have a sign. But
right, we got the sign, but the power... I don't know. Did they assume that the power was going to be good going to it and that it wouldn't be an issue?
Yeah. I think that's probably what happened.
But, it's somewhere along the line, it's got a timer on it that turns it off.
But is that power still hot?
I would hope not.
Because we don't want to turn it off.
Maybe another question for Eric.
Okay, what's the question?
Is the breaker panel labeled?
Because if it's hot, they should be able to trace it.
What's the question?
Is the feed going to the sign, the old sign that's still out there? Is it still hot?
Yeah, or is it capped off?
Because I wonder if a locator could just come out and try. It'd be kind of funny, but like just follow it back to wherever it goes.
Yeah. Call Julie.
Yeah.
Call Julie, have them look at the line.
Okay, it will be tomorrow because we've got staff day on tomorrow, but maybe Monday I can get with Eric and see what's... Or at least email him.
But we need to get the electric resolved so we can get the sign working.
We did everything on time.
You said that when the new building was built, the parking lot lights went up at that time?
Yeah.
But then... Something got damaged?
Yeah, well, before where the driveway is now and where the sign is, the driveway, the city told us to put, between the architect and the city, we flipped the driveway was on the other side of the sign. And then when they redid Game Farm Road over here, the city came back and said, you can't have your driveway where it is, apparently because it's too close to the City Hall driveway. So they made us put it over where it is now. So before the feed to the sign and the one parking lot light which lit the driveway was not on a drivable part of the parking lot. But when they switched it, now we have a buried cable underneath the driveway. And more than likely, it's just cable in the ground. So when they put the asphalt down there and all the aggregate underneath the asphalt with all the driving, I'm sure it must have crushed the line. So then the sign, I think we had somebody come out and fix the sign a couple times. the electrical onto the sign, and then it just finally failed altogether, and nobody could fix the electrical onto the line. And then, as I remember, the easiest way to do that would have been going to City Hall, because then you're not trenching under the...
So it probably goes to City Hall.
Probably goes to City Hall. And if they put a timer on it, then the timer's got to be in City Hall.
Do you think it's Eric I might know?
Eric Deuce is the Director of Public Works. And he would have been the one who supervised it, or, you know, whatever, coordinated that project. And so he would know, he should know where it came from.
I'll send the questions and I'll CC you guys on.
Okay.
Questions, and then have him respond back to everybody.
Okay. So I guess that part's done.
Mm-hmm. So we're just basically, once we figure this out, then we're going to have to entertain in another committee meeting what we're going to do with this.
With electric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless the timing's closer to the next board meeting.
Yeah.
Forward.
Yeah.
Maybe Monday we can.
Unless you have an emergency physical facility.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, well, we already discussed the flagpole, so we can move on away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Painting and siding repair.
They so, just sent me all the information in an email, so I just typed this up for repairs. And we did, he said labor materials, but we have the paint.
Right.
We have the paint for that.
How much painting do they have to do?
I don't think it's a lot of paint.
Well, what I you know, just looking through the window, it was, you know, maybe this much.
Okay.
Then you got to repair the wood.
Yeah, you got to repair the wood.
It's leaking. Underneath the
water. Mm-hmm.
Water's coming in the building?
Not the building, it's underneath the window, seeping and going.
I'm sure it has to do with the gutters.
They would have to break, you know, this, what is it, cherry, you know, some kind of lift in order to do the painting.
So they're gonna take the roof all the roof triangles off. Will they put the snow bars up? Can we get a proposal for them to put snow bars on the roof?
We had a proposal from the last company.
Yeah, the roofing company. I think there's a special like over the front door. We need to do something.
I mean, I'm sure the proposal that was probably 2 years ago that I got.
Yeah.
That's the direction you want to go. But the little triangles were falling off. And that's
right.
What when the landscaper came and cleaned the gutters, that's what they ended up taking a number of them off when they were falling off. So
yep.
They just took them off.
I don't think there's very many of them left on the roof.
But did they do what they were supposed to do?
Apparently not, because they all fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had them. We had a guy put some of them back on again once upon a time, and then mm-hmm. they come off anyway.
The painting was done, what, 3 years ago?
Is it two?
No, I was here too. It was before I came.
I think it was just before you came.
Yeah, it was that summer, right?
Yeah.
What was done for painting?
We painted all the siding.
Yeah. The entire outside of the building.
Yeah.
And they got, I think you went to bid, and he was the cheapest bid, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to, because it didn't go much over $25,000, but it went over
$25,000.
Mm-hmm.
So
they bid it out.
Yeah.
So the whole building was repainted 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with the roof? It says it's got rust.
Well, those little, if you look on a roof, there's those triangles that are supposed to hold.
Oh, so it pulled the paint off?
It pulled the coating
so
off of the steel roof.
So the one that fell off, there's no paint here, it's rusted.
And that's a factory paint.
Yeah.
isn't that stuff originally anodized? If it's
it
metal?
Yeah, it's like...
So it really shouldn't be rusting. I mean,
sure. I'm surprised it would rust.
Yeah.
But maybe when it's coated, mm-hmm. that paint would... I don't know if the paint could...
Because those little triangles, they're glued on. Or they were glued on.
Rust.
So the glue would may have pulled the anodizing off or damaged mm-hmm. it somehow.
Okay. Were the triangles put on as part of the original building?
Yep. That's part of the original roofing job.
It's a nice roof.
And the siding, if you look on the front of the building, next to there's two opaque windows to the left of Elise's office.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see where there's somehow, I don't know what damaged them, but you can see there's at least one piece of siding that's loose and pulled off.
Really?
Yeah.
He came out, we walked all the way around the building, and there were spots that needed to be touched up that I'd never noticed. I mean, you don't notice it until you're walking around looking for it.
Yeah. Well, we did get, with the paint job, we did get the 25-year guarantee on the product.
Mm-hmm.
But
I asked him about the warranty on the paint. And he said
it's written in the contract, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
On the paint?
Yep.
So you should pull the contract?
If he questions it, yeah, because that was one of the requirements on the on the job was 25 years on the paint. And Bart's assistant, I forget her name now, she asked the question when they were putting the RFP together, does that include 25 years on the paint and the labor? And Tom Lindblom and mm-hmm. I said, I don't think we can hold a company to 25 years that puts the paint on. But we can hold Sherwin-Williams to 25 years to paint, to warranty the paint.
Mm-hmm.
I did ask when he came out.
Yeah. I would pull the contract because I'm 99% sure.
I remember that. I'm pretty sure that's how we did that.
Right.
That you set it up that way.
Right.
So should I call my contact at the paint company and pursue it again?
Well, I mean, that's where the guarantee is from. It's from Sherwin-Williams.
From Sherwin-Williams.
There should have been a warranty provided at the end of the job.
Yeah.
It'd be whoever that his name is on the warranty.
Well, that's what I was questioning when he came out. I said, is the paint under warranty? He said, no.
Oh, that's wrong.
He might want to refresh his memory with the contract that mm-hmm. says 25 years. Well, we need to get the window done.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get this piece of siding replaced or fixed. I'm thinking that the roof work, maybe we need to do that when we talk about snow bars. Because the idea of those little triangles was to keep the snow from sliding off and ruining the gutters,
mm-hmm.
and also is a safety hazard from falling down on somebody's head, especially if it's an upper roof. Mm-hmm. Of course, we don't have too many doors that don't have something under them to catch that. But yeah, we don't want the snow sliding off,
mm-hmm.
hitting somebody or somebody's car or whatever.
Right.
But that part of the roof work, we may want to wait and do something with that.
Okay.
When we do snow bars.
So should I start getting a revised proposal on the snow bars?
Yeah.
The company?
I would say yes.
And then the other question is it worth the effort on this warranty with the paint for $2,000?
Well, as long as the paint we have.
I have the paint.
Yeah, as long as the paint we have is still good.
He says it's still good.
Should be good, yeah. Probably just needs to be stored up real good. Might want to refresh his memory anyway. with the contract and say, yeah, the paint is warranted for 25 years. So if we have to, we could go after Sherwin-Williams.
You know. Well, they still have to do the labor. I mean, that's, right. We've got the paint, so he's right. Not charging us for paint.
Yeah.
Well, some materials, probably some of the siding.
Yeah. Well, we should have siding that we can use, too. It's up, last I remembered, the siding pieces that we had were up in the storeroom at this end of the building. Because they were like 20 or 30 feet long. This end of the new building.
The
storage room that's right outside the quiet reading room.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That's where I remember him being.
So do you
last.
Think that's going to bring the cost down?
If he's got no material to buy, yeah.
Yeah, no material.
Okay.
They would have to be painted because they were painted the blue color, but.
All right. Well, we'll probably need to start moving on this before it starts snowing.
Yeah, which might be this weekend. But, I have no problem with the repair work and the siding work going ahead with that.
Okay.
But we'll stop.
They've already contacted me about, setting the time to do this.
Yeah, okay. It's supposed to get warm again next week. And sunny, so we should be okay.
After it kills my garden.
It kills all the mosquitoes.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, next thing on the list is the cottonwoods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting that when I talked to Thermosystems, well, it's Dakin, one of their workers, we were talking about screens, somehow one of the office staff members said about screens, and I said, well, can you give me the name of a company that provides screens? And she said that if they came out and did it, that they would have to charge us, but we still have to get the screens from the company. So she ended up giving me the name of the company, so I went directly to them. So they came out very competent. He had the proposal to me by the end of the day. And
wow.
It would be also to put, there's quite a few screens that have to go on the big chiller,
yep.
Magnetic. And then
mm-hmm.
you can just
take them off and
hose them down and snap them back on.
Nice.
He also, I said, what about these two units out here?
Mm-hmm.
And so he measured for screens for these two AC units out here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is total everything. And then he's also got a breakdown of how much over the years, how much it would save us. So, I mean, initially it's going to be over $4,000, but in the long run, we were paying Dakin $900 to come out and clean the chiller each time, once a year. So,
is that Liebert unit, roof unit, or is there something on the roof too?
I think this includes the roof, too. He went upstairs on the roof as well. It's everything.
Okay.
Although the roof doesn't get as much of the needles.
Right.
And well, it's not that big a unit up there, from what I understand.
Will these screens protect from ice damage, hail damage?
It's just like not? They're about like this big. They're magnetic.
Oh, okay.
They're about like this.
I'm guessing from hail, probably not.
Yeah, because our church had to have, they actually replaced the chiller units because the last hailstorm we had just totally destroyed the fins on them. Mm. And they couldn't get parts to fix them, so maybe that's a way. No, we don't want to.
But do you get cottonwood?
No. No, we don't. Well, we're out in a big open area over there. I don't think we get any.
Also, the turnaround time on this is within the week. I mean, they're manufactured here within a week.
So this other paper here is what we would save?
What you would save over the years. And it's also good for energy efficiency, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, if you got everything
plugged
up.
I was very impressed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally impressed. I mean, I don't think it'd be any big deal to take the hose and just wash them off and pop them back on. I mean, I would just get the main the janitor to do it one morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are something that RJ wouldn't do.
No.
Okay.
Part of that would be cleaning it, but I think in the proposal, would it clean the chiller?
Mm-hmm.
Or maintaining the chiller?
Right.
That was...
That was a specialty.
Your handling units?
Was just maintaining the chiller. Chillers here, page 4. But even with bacon, it was extra to clean them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not clean.
Truck inspect, inspect truck.
I don't think they're cleaning either.
Then this is fine.
So.
Then this is fine. So it's not like we're
double
paying.
And it's like $900, so over less than 5 years.
Okay. All right.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Long run, it's... So, moving on to tree removal. This was something I thought about. My thought was the evergreens along, the pine trees along Game Farm Road.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric is saying, no, we shouldn't remove those.
And didn't you say it's like $1,000 a tree to remove them?
I would say, yeah, it's probably about $1,000 a tree to remove them, unless we can get somebody to buy them.
The other thing is that during the summer, like, see the shade that's being put on here, that's less work for the chiller and, you know,
yeah.
Or air handling.
Well, Eric is talking about removing these trees.
Mm. Those are the ones he wants to remove.
Those are the ones he thinks we should remove because we got mold grow or mildew and mold and things growing on the siding on the brick.
Because,
yeah, he's talking about...
So we would remove the shrubs and the trees, and we get direct sun. Then we get direct sunlight on everything. Then is that correct? Throughout the year.
Yeah.
Is he talking about completely removing the trees or trimming them down?
He's saying
remove
the small pine trees and shrub brush near the AC unit to see if that is a problem. I would not advise removing any of the 17 large pines at this time.
What about trimming them, at least the base level?
Pines don't take... Well, yeah, we can trim them up from the bottom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, most pines, especially this one, this is that long needle pine over here.
Well, this one's even touching the gutters, right?
Yeah.
So trimming these back at least would help us.
Right. And something else with the snow bars and the gutters, we need gutter caps. If we put, we're paying what, about $1,000, about $4,000 a year to clean the gutters.
Well, he only charged me $700, and it came out twice.
Yeah.
Gutter caps.
Gutter caps. Gutter screens.
Like covers.
Yeah. Gutter covers.
Okay, so...
To keep the...
So is that part of the snow bar proposal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it would be the roofing and gutter guy.
Okay.
Because we may have even had a proposal to do screens once. Something to keep... I mean, these aren't too bad, because as long as this downspout is open, you're not going to get the buildup.
Mm-hmm.
But the gutters on the main building... They go down into the drain system, out to the storm drains.
Well, what's happening in the front there, which I got a complaint from a patron, the water's coming down right by the book drop, and
yeah.
In the winter it's freezing, and it's a sheet of ice.
Right, yeah.
So I talked to Bart about that, and he said, I'm concerned about a patron falling and suing the library. And then he said that there's some kind of law that you can't sue a municipality.
I don't know about that.
No, there might be, but...
But either way, I mean, the water comes. I mean, even when it rains.
Well, you don't want a patron to get hurt anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sewer, not.
It's a sheet of ice, yeah, where the water's coming right down and freezing, and people are going right there.
Is that because of where the downspouts are?
Well, it's because the gutters on the front of the building get plugged up, and then it just...
I mean, they'll come out and do the fall cleanup, probably.
Yeah. Because we had just gotten them cleaned, and then we came here during one of those big rainstorms, and it was just coming down in
torrents.
Yeah, it was
like a swimming pool out in front of the big window in Children's there.
And we do have a couple of leaks in the gutter over the main door that need to be repaired, where the pieces come together.
Sealing.
Yeah, they just need to be sealed so they don't leak, because there's a drip right there, too. So...
That's an easy fix.
Is that the roof people, or is that another cover?
The gutter covers all around.
Well, if you're going to do the gutter covers,
because these are these a square? Do you have that picture? These are like the commercial gutters.
These are the commercial gutters.
Where they're pieced together by sheet metal guys, and the covers.
And then it screws
like
or whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Are these screws or rivets?
They're rivets together. I did gutters in college.
Yeah, they're not seamless.
These are harder to do. Like the ones on your house, the machine spits them out.
Spits them out.
You get all those stuff.
Put two caps on the end.
These, I got yelled at because we weren't doing a great job. Put them on a church. I wish they had no business doing it.
Yeah.
My union job should have been.
Yeah.
But I got it. Yeah, got it done.
Yeah. But these long needle pines that we have along here and right here, they fill up these, they back up into the downspouts like crazy.
So these are, the lower stuff is a problem?
Well, that would open up the airflow against the building too. I thought there was something on here that Eric said there was mildew.
Yeah, he said mold.
Mold.
So are these the ones that are going to be removed? These two right here? Is that part of this, the recommendation?
Yeah, that's part of the recommendation. Move these two.
And then, so this one right here.
Yeah.
And this one right here.
Yeah.
And then... This one here.
I think this one here is this one.
Is it the same?
I think it's the same tree. But I think
it's just a different view.
Yeah.
So we're talking three. We're talking a small one, a large, and a medium-sized tree.
He's saying here, small and then trees and shrub.
Yeah.
The stuff up here.
And then the stuff back here.
And the shrubs up against the building.
Yeah.
And then to let the garden club, if they're interested, plant small things.
That's probably Dixie going to be planting it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the mulch? The high school kids did 28 yards.
Wow.
34 football players.
Wow, cool.
Wow.
$642 worth of mulch.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But no cost for labor.
Nice.
It's a way to get things done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have to give credit to the park district and the football coach for getting it done.
So do we want to bring to the board, we recommend what Eric is saying to remove all of this? Are we in agreement with that?
I would say yeah.
Okay. I think
number one, after we remove them, we'll have to clean the siding and the brick in the back of the building too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know. Well, I doubt if we'll get it done before the
winter
cleanup. But yeah, we
might as well wait at this point.
Right.
Spring.
I mean, for the trees, and I think we could probably wait for all of this until spring. But yeah,
probably take that long to get it on the calendar with
Eric.
Yeah.
So I mean, if it would make sense to limb up the bottom of this tree to open it up and save it, I'm the last one that wants to cut out a healthy tree.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah,
that's why I was wondering if we can trim it to get it trim it back.
Which one are you talking about?
The large pine.
The large pine right here. The one on the back. Yeah.
Trim it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trim it up from the bottom.
I think it would look nice. if you did that as opposed to a large open area.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So we're waiting on this till the spring to do it?
Well, it depends on what Eric's...
Yeah.
I mean, the city's going to take care of this. Is that what I'm understanding? Or
I hope
they?
So. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm hoping. I mean, I'm not.
Well, I don't know who's. I mean,
who's going to do it? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if it's just little stuff here, I think Eric would do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But taking out the 17 trees, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he hasn't taken out the 5 dead ones over here.
Are we looking at doing the screens as soon as possible before winter?
I would say yes.
So as soon as the board approves it Monday, then I can call them Tuesday to go ahead and
order it? Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that should help a little bit with the pine.
I mean, we're still in fall and things are coming down. If they're if they got a week's turnaround, it's golden for us, I think.
Yeah. Peace of mind.
Okay, okay.
Is that a ComEd post?
It might be. This is... telephone right here, isn't it?
Yeah, usually they're together.
Yeah, they are. It could be. Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any difference or not to what we're doing with the sign.
Yeah.
But you still got to go under the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Snow removal.
Okay. Last year we had a real problem, and that's in the sense that especially on Sunday when we're open from 1 to 4 and it snows, and I have an aging staff that can't be out there shoveling the sidewalk.
No.
The city said they'll get to it along with everything else. So I talked to Bart because he said that earlier in the last year, he said that the businesses downtown were complaining about the sidewalks. So he was looking at possibly contracting out snow removal on the sidewalks downtown, and then that would include our sidewalk. But then when I saw him earlier, last week, he said that's got to be tabled for now. So I did contact Four Seasons last year. In the middle of the season, and they would not take us on at that time. They were too busy. I have the name of another company that I haven't reached out to yet, but I think we've got to get some. I mean, the city still will do the parking lot, but I don't know. I think maybe we need to have our own snow removal for the sidewalks and the parking lot and let the city do it whenever they get to it.
Is there a conflict there? I remember in Batavia there was a person who was plowing on the bike trail in the morning, and then the city was complaining that somebody was a resident was doing that, and went after him
for doing it
until the community said, "Hey, he's getting to it soon. He's getting to it every day almost, and you know, or as the snow comes down, he's plowing the bike trail." So they they said okay. Well, they backed off.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me wonder, with this, is there some reason that we, is this either a conflict with the city, or is there something here that's going to, I don't know, violate an ordinance?
Well, with the sidewalk, I ended up calling a staff member, who's our only guy staff member, who lives in Oswego, and he came and shoveled the sidewalk. I gave him, time and a half for doing that, because I had nobody. I mean, on Sunday.
We had a snowblower. I don't know where it is.
I'm just talking about, you mentioned parking lot, having the parking lot.
They do the parking lot, but they only do it after they've done the street.
Right. But you had mentioned about having somebody do the parking, hiring somebody to do the parking lot and the sidewalk. I'm talking about the parking lot, that might be, there might be some ordinance that, hey, this is city property and you can't have
somebody else,
a third party do this.
Well,
There might be an ordinance. I don't know. That's what I'm. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, I don't know. The this company would have called us the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking if they're doing the senior center, they can just pop over here and do us. I don't know. I just it's going to be a problem this year.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't. I don't think the staff. I mean, like I said, I've got an elderly staff that can't be doing it.
How about this? Can we start contacting and getting quotes to see if there is anyone who's interested or willing to bid on that?
Mm-hmm.
And we can find out whether or not.
Well, I don't think we need bids. It's only you know, bid if it's over $25,000.
Well.
Or find the most competitive company and just get a couple quotes or three quotes instead of bid, just quotes. Yeah. And see if, I'm guessing that, you know, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Right now, I can't even get a company to take us on at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, partly because all we're asking them to do are sidewalks.
Right.
They want to do the drive, they want to do the parking lot.
That's where the money is.
They want to do everything.
So should I ask Barb about whether the snow, whether are we allowed to have somebody do our parking lot and the sidewalk?
I think we should ask.
Yeah.
I mean, that we should have clarity on that.
Yeah.
Only because of this thing that happened in Batavia.
Well, if somebody falls after you clear it, then who's responsible?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll shoot him an email and see what
he says. I had that happen. It was 20, I think, a year ago, and it's coming up now. And they're fighting over who was responsible clearing the sidewalks.
I think there's a law in Illinois. It might only be Chicago, but I think it's the whole state where you're not liable. If you clear your driveway, you clear your you made a best effort to make it safe.
Should be good enough, you would think.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't do anything, you're not liable because God put the snow there. And in Chicago, if you don't move it, you get fined.
Yes, you do.
And so I'm pretty sure there was a law passed for the whole state that said if you do your best effort to clear the snow, you won't be held liable if somebody slips and falls on your property.
That's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I'm not a lawyer. But I seem to remember that happening a few years ago.
That would be a good thing.
Because they made a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody want to do anything if you're going to be held responsible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I started sending the packet to our council liaison, our board packet, electronically.
Okay.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all we're here for. I guess we will adjourn the meeting.